646, a new study out of UBS looking at millionaires, and you'd be surprised by how stressed and unhappy many millionaires are. Let's talk to Dr. Jay Kumar. He's an author and a consultant. The website, drjkumar.com. Also, his book, Brain, Body, and Being, Five Secrets for Achieving Authentic Health and Happiness. Dr. Kumar, great to have you here.
It's great to be on your show, Michael. Yeah, Thank you so much.
So even millionaires, money doesn't buy happiness. I guess that's a given. What do you make of this study? 52% of millionaires say they feel stuck on a treadmill just to keep up their lifestyle. Should we feel sympathy for them?
You know, I agree with this. And kind of giving you a background to your listeners, my expertise, I'm a university professor and a happiness expert, looking at the brain science of happiness and money and well-being. Uh-huh. And what we're finding with research, but the listeners that aren't aware of this, a survey came out that says 58% of millionaires, people who are net worth over $1 million, report 58% report being on a money treadmill.
Right.
What does that mean exactly? What we're seeing is that, you know, these people, these individuals were polled saying, how much is enough? Do you feel happy and content with the amount of money that you or your net worth that you make?
Right.
And here's a really interesting piece of, like, you know, tidbit that was taken away from this research. Over 2,000 millionaires were polled, and everyone said that they aspire to have twice the amount of income that they currently have in order to be happy.
Hmm.
So what that means is people whose net worth are 1 to 5 million said they need to have 5 to 10 million to be happy. People whose net worth are 5 to 10 million, guess what? They wanted 10 to 20 million to be happy.
What do you think they mean by being happy? I mean, if you have 5 million and you're not happy, how do you think, why would they imagine 10 would make them happy?
Well, you know, this is exactly what I talk about in the book, Brain, Body, and Being, the Five Secrets for Achieving Authentic Health and Happiness, my website, drjkumar.com. And one thing, I just got done teaching my happiness course, which is the most popular course in university. Mm-hmm. But what we're seeing is that happiness is not something which is measured by money or by status or by fame. What we're finding over and over again in the brain science research and what, you know, maybe the spiritual tradition, religions have always said, is that our true measurement of happiness is given by the amount of meaning we have in our lives. So what these people are doing, these millionaires who are saying, I'm so unhappy with what I have is, well, number one, they're always comparing themselves to someone else.
Right.
Saying, you know, I'm comparing my net worth, my lifestyle, to maybe my neighbor who might be making more, my best friend might be making more than I do.
Okay, so it's not even a matter of owning things, but there is a minimum amount of money you need to make to be happy, isn't it?
Of course, you know, but the research is showing that it takes on average for the average American to have a median income, family income, of about $75,000 to $100,000 for happiness. So what does happiness mean? Well, it means that money, $75,000 to $100,000, all your base needs are met. Food, housing, security, education, maybe medical care, those basic needs are met. So once your basic needs are met, what they're showing in the brain science research is that the part of the brain that kicks in, that goes into this fear on money, is something I call the caveman brain. It's our survival brain.
Okay.
It's the part of the brain that always makes us want to perceive that we're in lack or we don't have enough.
Gotcha.
And so the one thing I always say is that money doesn't guarantee happiness. Money can give you security and comfort, but happiness is something that comes from within.
What about what they're talking about, the treadmill you talked about? It's a lifestyle. I mean, do wealthy people really have a lifestyle that changes their experience of life and maybe makes it better?
I think the larger question to ask is that their perception of their lifestyle.
Well, I mean, if you're flying on a private jet, right, that's better than getting in line and flying commercial, isn't it?
It is. And I think what the problem is, Michael, is that when people get attached to this way of lifestyle, saying this lifestyle is going to guarantee my sense of happiness for my family and everyone else.
Right.
But one thing I want to point out, which is really important, this is a larger question here, all the people, the majority of the millionaires that were polled, said one thing which is kind of, you know, across the board.
Yeah.
What mattered to them most was family and relationships and just finding meaning in life. And what they found over and over again, kind of ironic, the more these millionaires tried to maintain their lifestyle, the less time they had
with their family
and their friends.
As they're trying to maintain it. I mean, could it be, though, Dr. Kumar, that part of it is that many of us haven't really experienced some of these things, so we don't know just how much fun it could be?
Well, you know, on the survey, this is a really great question you're asking. I think one thing to always remember is that there are two different measurements or two different lists we each have in our life. There's a CV, resume, professional list that measures, you know, our professional career, or maybe our status, or what we did, what we achieved. But what's also important is this list of, like, something I call your eulogy list. What would you want to have to be said at your eulogy?
Right.
No one's going to care when you're dead, when you're dying, but about, you know, this person made a CEO at the age of 50 and had a big house and all this stuff and married this person. Rather,
what you did, how you impacted people, although I'm still stuck on the idea of not having to go through security, stand in a long line, and then be stuck on a commercial plane for so many hours. That's got to be a huge advantage.
It is, but one thing I'd love to say, though, and I talk about this in my website, drjkumar.com, as well as in my book, is that this could all be affirmed by brain science research. And I want to share this with your listeners. It's really important to know. There's a part of our brain, sometimes I call it the primitive caveman part of our brain.
Right.
It's all about survival. So it's all about the basic needs of, you know, food, you know, security,
and it's always,
you know,
there.
Meeting.
Right. And we can't get away from it, unfortunately, right?
We can learn to integrate it with the larger parts of who we are.
Right. Go ahead, Dr. Kumar.
Yeah, it's all about aligning money with meaning.
Right.
Well, you know, money is just a vehicle.
And let's face it,
and
most of us will not be millionaires. That's just the reality of it. Dr. Jay Kumar, the website drjkumar.com, and his ebook Brain, Body, and Being, 5 Secrets for Achieving Authentic Health and Happiness. Dr. Kumar, thank you.
You're welcome.